Next, we have a very important group of the allergens, which is one of the commonest causes of the allergic contact dermatitis, that is the dyes, paraphenylene diamine, paratoluene diamine, orthonitro paraphenylene diamine. So these are the aniline dyes which produce type 4 hypersensitivity reaction in the sensitive or the at-risk people. Paraphenylene diamine and paratoluene diamine are the permanent dyes, and the orthonitroparaphenylene diamine is a semi-permanent dyes which will persist only for 5 to 10 washes. So it is the second most common allergen in the hairdressers. The sources of the of these dyes are the commercially available hair dyes. Besides that, some of the henas which are not natural, they may also contain PPD, temporary tattoos, then rubber antioxidants, and dyeing leather products. The cross reactivity of the PPD can be with the ester local anesthetics, that is benzocaine, procaine, with diaminophenylene, methane, PABA, UV filters, and azo dyes. So commonly we know that the reactivity of the PPD dyes is with ester, a local anesthetic, with the sunscreens, UV filters, and with the other azo dyes. The open test which we usually recommend to the patients is that they can apply the dye in the retroauricular area and check after 2 days. We have seen ke logo ko hamesha recommend karte hain ki patch test karke koi cheez use kare, to usually open patch test hota hai jisme usually hum retroauricular area ko select karte hain, usme usi product ko apply karke we ask them to see after 48 hours if the reaction has taken place. So agar 48 hours tak koi reaction nahi aata, iska matlab hai ki wo jo unke andar koi hypersensitivity nahi hai, and they can safely use the product. So clinical features of reaction is in the form of an eczema. It can be in the form of a acute eczema in which there is edema, weeping of the scalp margins, and there is edema of the ears, eyes, with overlying vesicles, or weeping eczema. This may lead to extensive secondary spread in the other rest of the body as well. If it is applied to the eyebrows and to the eyelashes, it may even cause an intense reaction and can lead to blindness. Besides that, type 1 hypersensitivity reaction like urticaria and anaphylaxis may also occur. Lichenoid reaction, EM-like reaction may also be produced. In the hairdressers, usually it is seen in the form of a hand dermatitis when they are applying the dyes. The patch testing which we usually do with a PPD on a fin chamber is with the help of by using PPD base 1% in petrolatum. But if it gives a very severe reaction, then the lesser concentration like 0.5%, 0.01% can also be used. The azo dyes can be used 1% in the petrolatum for the patch testing. If it comes positive, we are going to ask the patient to use PPD free dyes in the form of Elsha dye, pure henna, indigo powder, amla, natural plant-based dyes for coloring the hair if they want to. So avoidance is the key to for the treatment of the allergic contact dermatitis, we know.